Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Monday, the 18th of March. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. We have a nice day, a little breezy, temperatures near 50. We had a nice day yesterday, except for those showers early in the morning, but they got out of here and left us with a pretty nice afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down near freezing, and tomorrow we're in the mid-40s and then back near freezing for Tuesday night. So that's kind of the weather the next few days. Then a cold front approaches Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny. We'll have a southwest wind ahead of the front. The southwest wind boosts temperatures 45 to 50 in the afternoon. Not too bad. Front goes by Wednesday night, and then we stay only near 40 with a very gusty wind here Thursday. That's going to feel like it's in the 20s much of the day, so it'll be a lot different than we've experienced the past few days. Friday, partly sunny skies, up near 40. And then as we head for the weekend, a little weather system arrives, kind of a cold, few showers or maybe even a few wet snowflakes here as we head for Saturday. Right now, Sunday looking nice, but again, that's a ways away, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Looking at the long-range stuff, we have the 8 to 14-day outlook, which takes us through the end of the month now, does have us in average to above-average temperatures across the area. So it's likely that the, 9.7 inches of snow will stick, no pun intended, and that will be all that we will end up with this winter. Of course, anything can happen until you get to May, but that's the way it's looking right now. I'm a little bit concerned about some of the early blooms here later this week. We'll have to wait and see just how cold it's going to get. But Friday morning looks to be in the mid-20s in some areas. And luckily, the peach blossoms don't seem to be open enough to be a problem. But, I do get concerned about some of the real early emerging stuff just getting a little bit blasted. And certainly some of the daffodils and things like that, and even some of the early magnolias, we're down in the mid-20s, depending on where your plant is, that can be enough to take the blooms away. And after last year where we lost so many, I just don't want to see it happen again. So anyway, optimistic. We won't get that cold. Winds will stay up. It'll keep the air mixed, and we will see what happens. Enjoy your Monday.